Let's talk to Sean Couturier. He has become the longest tenured athlete in Philadelphia sports, about to enter year 14 with the Orange and Black. By the way, tickets for individuals Flyers games go on sale tomorrow at 10 a.m. And obviously with year two of Michkov and year one of Rick Tocchet, there's, I think it's very fair to say, heightened not only awareness but interest in the Flyers and excitement about the coming season. And Sean Couturier has been around the longest. He is the captain of your Orange and Black, Mr. Sean Couturier. Good morning, Sean.
Hey, good morning. How's it going?
Good, Sean. We're excited to have you on the program, man. So, you know, we talk a lot, obviously, in recent days about the Phils and their season and the Eagles, obviously, with the title. We're all hoping, Sean, that you guys join that group of, elite in Philly sports. Now, let's go back to when it started for you and now where it's at, because when you came here, you guys were good. And obviously the last 10 years or so, for the most part, have been tough. So you got to be yearning to get back to what you experienced in your early 20s. How do you do it? How do you get, a lot of moves have been made. Feels like the club's now finally on the right track. How do you go from where you were the last 5-6 years to where you want to be? Where Rick Tocchet as a player was, by the way.
Yeah, it's been a while. I feel that we've had some big hype and some really high expectations. Like you said, I think my first year, when we had Jágr, G was coming out.
Yeah.
Hartnell, Voracek, Zimmer, Schenner. We had quite a team there. And that first year, I feel we really thought we were going all the way, and then we got kind of surprised there in the second round by Jersey. But then it's been kind of we've been there, but not quite for the last, like you said, 10, 12 years. And we've had some good years along the way. Never made kind of a true push, but I really feel that things are starting to turn around. I know it's been a rebuild these last couple of years, but it's exciting to see finally these young guys coming to into their own and filling out their potential. And I'm tired of losing, and I want to be back in the playoffs and play some huge games, and there's nothing better than playing playoff hockey in front of the Philly fans. So really looking forward to that.
Cap, how nice is it to play for a head coach who also had so much success as a player himself? Stanley Cup as a player, but then also success as an assistant. Yeah. Stanley Cup as an assistant, cups plural. As a player, how nice it is to play for a guy like that who's been there and done that.
Yeah, it's going to be the fun. Really looking forward to learn from him. And like you said, he's got quite the resume as a player, and as a coach, he's done quite well for himself as well. So, there's a lot of things to learn from, and he knows what it takes to win it. I think he relates really well with his players just from the fact that he's played the game and he's had quite some success as a player. So, really looking forward to getting going and getting to work with him and turning things around.
Sean, speaking of turning things around, do you feel, because I feel this, I'm curious if you do, the renewed energy amongst the fans? I mean, I think, the Jonesy thing and the Briere thing kind of started it a few years ago, but the team wasn't ready yet. The Michkov thing was a big thing. The Tocchet thing's the next sort of big thing. You've had some acquisitions this offseason that have obviously generated, I'd say, renewed interest. Do you feel that the fans are feeling that? Do you sense that?
I do, and I think it all starts from way up top, Dan Hilferty, since he's taken over. Like you said, he's hired Jonesy, Danny B, and it just triggers down. It's that I think that effect that kind of rubs off everyone, and he wants to be close to the fans and be honest with everyone, and you can feel that passion again and that excitement. It almost reminds me a little bit of Mr. Snyder when he was there. So, it's fun to see.
Jonesy, we worked with him here, and he's hilarious. What's it like? What's he like running the organization now?
Oh, he's the best. He's great. He's calm. He's funny. He's he's just a great guy to be around, and he's always the same. He has, I don't think he's changed much since being you know, president, as he was probably working with you guys. So he's fun to be around. He's probably the most positive guy in the organization, and it's nice to have him, you know, close to us as well. He's not just upstairs in his office. He likes to come to the rink and be around the players and know what's going on. And awesome. You know, that I feel that connection really you know, helps players to kind of just adapt to the environment.
It's incredible. You know, I'm thinking, Sean, as I'm sitting here next to my buddy John Ritchie, who played for the Eagles and the Raiders, played for guys like Al Davis as an owner, Joe Banner, a team president, Andy Reid and John Gruden, a head coach. I'm guessing, John, that those four weren't one of the guys. because Sean, no. the Jonesy we experienced here was one of the guys. I mean, he's saying he's just one of the, he's team president, but he's just one of the guys? That's unbelievable.
Yeah, like you said, there's, you know, he likes to make connections and get close to players, make people feel comfortable and talk to, be open to talk to. So, yeah, it was a little different than with John, that's for sure.
Awesome.
That's phenomenal.
Well, Sean, we're looking forward to the coming season. Obviously, training camp and the preseason, then the regular season games, and we hope postseason this year. Reminder to everyone listening, single game tickets for the Flyers go on sale tomorrow, 10 a.m. That's 10 a.m. tomorrow. For tickets to the home opener or any of the games, home opener is Monday, October 13th, as the Flyers with Sean and the squad take on the Florida Panthers in mid-October. But for tickets to that or any of the games, you can get yourself to PhiladelphiaFlyers.com. That's PhiladelphiaFlyers.com.